live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, meet this week's adoptable four-legged friend, Wiggles. We'll learn more about her and an upcoming promotion at King's Harvest Pet Rescue.
New to you clothing, accessories, and gifts. We'll visit with a consignment shop out of Clinton with everything you need, regardless of your budget.
And later, new programming at the Sound Conservatory in Moline that is spreading the joy of music and including local businesses along the way. You're watching Quad Cities Live on this Monday, April 15th. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Morgan Otier.
And I'm Kyle Keel. So for decades now, Quad City Arts has made the performing arts more accessible by bringing artists directly to schools and the community.
Yeah, since the 1970s, the program has brought more than 600 artists to the Quad Cities. Amazing.
Yeah.
And there's a group in town right now combining Middle Eastern music with jazz. Sounds really cool. Yeah. We're going to get to hear them in a little
bit.
Joining us from Quad City Arts is Margot Day. Margot, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for chatting with us. Again, like I mentioned, we're going to get a live performance here in just a few minutes. But first, talk a little bit about this new facet of Quad City Arts, which is Quad City Arts Presents.
It is our concert series. It's the way that we take the residencies that we have for schools and community sites, and then we present them in a full-length concert experience for the public to attend.
Yes, and you guys have one of those coming up this weekend with the band that we're about to mention. So talk about Juanis Zaror and the East Loop, which is basically a group that he himself created and put together.
Okay. Correct. So Juanis is from Chicago, and Juanis has a lot of titles, a lot of descriptions for him. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He's a composer. He is on faculty at the University of Chicago. He's Palestinian-American, and more than that, because he's our artist in residence. And so he's here with a fellow accompanist this week to visit schools and community sites. And then this weekend on Saturday night, he's bringing in the East Loop, which is a septet. He's got this great jazz, Middle Eastern music crossover band that he has spearheaded.
And we can kind of hear that in the background here with his video, which we'll get that live performance here coming up. But you're talking about their performance is coming up this Saturday at the Speakeasy.
Correct.
So how can people get tickets?
It's really easy. Just go to QuadCityArts.com. It's under our events. It's our performance series, and then they can just buy tickets. There will be tickets at the door if they're interested. One thing to note is because Rock Island is doing some construction, which we're very excited about. Parking might be an issue, so call ahead if you have questions, but plan ahead to find a good parking spot and get there early for the 7 o'clock performance.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be amazing from what we've heard so far.
Yeah.
We're talking a little bit now about the Visiting Artist Series, which we said, you know, aside from this Quad City Arts Presents, that has been around for upwards of 50 years.
Yeah. It's 50 years this spring.
That's amazing.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Congratulations on such a milestone. So talk about the different spaces and places that these artists visit, and I guess the variety of artists that do visit, because it's not always music.
No, we do a lot. We do music, we do dance, we do theater. Recently we had a bilingual children's theater group come in and serve elementary schools with a performance from a touring company from Arizona. We had dance artists come in. We had a dance group come in from Chicago, and they came into a lot of elementary schools, some junior highs, and present dance to those kids. And this residency, they're going to be in elementary schools, junior highs, high schools, senior living centers, and libraries as well.
And they kind of hit the ground running, already been to a couple of schools, and the response has been great. I've been to one of these before covering a news story a couple of years ago, and just the kids just really get into it. They love the live performances. So how can schools and organizations kind of get involved to schedule a visit from an artist maybe in the future?
All they have to do is go to QuadCityArts.com, look for me, look for the Visiting Artist Series, and get in touch with me, and we'll work something out and bring one of these fabulous artists into their site.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit before we get started with listening to some of this music, just kind of the impact that you've noticed. I mean, you talk about, you know, you book a lot of these artists to come to the Quad Cities. It's got to be really special for you to kind of see the impact. What's the response like, not only among students who may not even realize what a treat they're getting, but faculty, parents, community members?
This year we are getting responses that say it's the best thing. They're just really excited because, like, we had an artist come in from Sweden. It was a quartet. They had a compilation or a collaboration with a group from Minneapolis, and having that cultural aspect, that music aspect, showing different instruments to students. Kids get excited. Yeah. And when they're in that learning space being excited, that makes everything a lot easier and fun for everybody.
Yeah, it's very cool. Okay, so as we mentioned, some of the artists from the group, including Juanis, are visiting, and they're visiting TV6 here today. They are joining us. So I think we're about ready to take a listen.
Very nice,
amazing.
Very nice.
beautiful instruments,
yes.
Beautiful performance.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much for being here. Here's the information. You can see a full live performance this Saturday. The band will perform for Quad City Arts Presents at 7 p.m. at the Speakeasy in Rock Island. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $10 for students, and available online at quadcityarts.com/performances or at the door, of course, if there
yes.
are any tickets left. Thank you both for
yes,
being here.
We appreciate
and thanks
it.
Again to Margo for talking with us today.
Yes, what a treat.
Yes.
Well, up next on Quad Cities Live, we're going to meet Wiggles. She's this week's adoptable four-legged friend. We'll learn more about her difficult history, along with a promotion at King's Harvest Pet Rescue starting tomorrow.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Many times, pets find themselves in shelters due to circumstances beyond really anyone's control, and that's true for the pup we are about to meet.
Yes, Bryn Ray is here from King's Harvest Pet Rescue in Davenport. Bryn, welcome back.
Happy to be here.
Yes, we're so happy to have you. Please introduce us to today's adorable adoptable pet.
Absolutely. So today we have Miss Wiggles. She is 1 year old, and she is a pit mix, and she's been with us for about 3 weeks now.
Just look at that tail.
Weeks. Oh my
wiggle,
gosh.
Wiggle.
Yeah, Kyle said, so I think cute. I understand why
yes.
somebody decided to call her Wiggles.
Oh, she's so pretty.
So you mentioned she's only about a year old.
Yes.
She's still got a little bit of that, you know, sweet puppy
she
quality,
does, yeah.
but she's really been through it in
oh,
that
cool
year.
Girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we rescued her from a kill shelter down south. Before she came into our care, she was also hit by a car, and she had hip surgery, so she has a bit of a limp, and
yeah.
she is just a fighter and a sweet girl looking for a chance.
Yeah.
Through all of it, her life in the shelter, her injury, she's still up and wiggling, and I mean, she's a really sweet girl.
She seems very happy. In fact, I hardly noticed her limp until you actually mentioned it, but yeah, you can see she's still got the missing fur from it, but sounds like that she is thriving, and
hopefully we can, so cute and so friendly.
Hopefully we can get her adopted. So talk a little bit more about the adoption process. You know, it can be pretty easy, but you want to make sure that they're going to the right owner, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Wiggles, she's just really good with everything. She's good with cats, other dogs. She's really good with kids. Older folks, we think she'd make a great family dog. She's also very, very fond of puppies, so.
Aw, so cute. So if somebody wants to adopt through King's Harvest, what are some of the main things that they need to know about in order to get that process started?
So they can either go to our shelter, visit us in person, and fill out an application online, a paper application at our shelter, or they can go online and fill one out there. It takes about 24 hours or so to process.
Oh, super fast then.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So you guys do a lot of different things at King's Harvest to, you know, just really be of service to the community, especially when it comes to people's pets.
Mm-hmm.
You guys also have a kind of like a low cost spay and neuter program that I'm sure is probably funded through donations. Tell us a little bit about that program and kind of like the pet food pantry, some of the really great things that you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are run entirely by donations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are here because of the kindness of the community. I mean, any little thing people do can help. Adopting is wonderful. If they can't adopt, they can help us by fostering. If they can't foster, volunteering helps us out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many ways to help out, and I mean, it's the kindness of the community and the people around that help keep us running and help us able to help dogs like Wiggles out.
Yeah.
And if you can't necessarily adopt a dog permanently or a cat permanently, you put temporary house placement for these pets too, right?
We do have foster opportunities, like with kitten season around. We
yeah.
have several mamas and their litters of kittens out mm-hmm. on foster, and once they're old enough, they'll come back to our shelter and we'll try to get them adopted. So we're always looking for fosters.
Talk a little bit about capacity at the shelter. With you mentioning kitten season is upon us, we've done several interviews with different shelters where they've talked
yeah.
about that kitten season is on its way or very much here. So that really puts kind of a lot of pressure, especially on a no-kill shelter. Talk about capacity and kind of just really the importance of not only getting these pets adopted, but maybe in foster situations.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we are full, our cats especially.
Okay.
Even with kittens out in foster, we're still having trouble finding homes. Our numbers have skyrocketed, and I know it's not just us. I mean,
yeah.
it's shelters
yeah.
everywhere. You know, we have lots of mamas. We have lots of kittens. I mean, it's just really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And that's where this whole spay and neuter thing comes into play, because I mean, a lot of the kittens that come in, they're probably a result of these pets not being spayed or neutered and breeding, overbreeding.
Absolutely. We highly encourage people to make sure that their animals are spayed or neutered and that mm-hmm. they don't get outside, because a lot of the times people, they don't think their animals are going to get outside, and you know, why spay, why neuter? They're just inside mm-hmm. and then they get out and yeah. kitten season hits and we're just completely overrun and it's hard for everybody involved.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, you guys are doing something really cool this week and it's actually starting tomorrow. Talk a little bit about the adoption promotion that you guys are trying to share right now.
Yeah. So we are having a sale. We're doing $50 off all cats and dogs.
Wow.
So we're trying to clear out a shelter yeah. and find these guys their forever homes.
All right, so this goes through Friday?
Yes.
Through this Friday? All right, so all dogs, all cats, $50
off? Yep, everybody off? $50 off.
Wow.
Awesome. Well, if you're interested in adopting Wiggles or meeting all the other adoptable mm-hmm. pets at King's Harvest, you can visit the shelter or go to their website. And again, they are open Monday through Saturday there on West Park Avenue.
Yeah. All right, well, Bryn, thank you so much. And still to come on Quad Cities Live, shopping on a budget does not mean that you don't get what you want or need. We're going to welcome Renaissance Resale Boutique after the break.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, we're of course transitioning from colder weather into the warmer spring and summer season, which means your wardrobe might need a little bit of a refresh. Missy Cook can help with that. Missy is here with us today. Thank you so much for
Thanks
joining
for
us. You are the owner over at Renaissance Resale Boutique
yes.
In Clinton.
Yes.
Tell us about your boutique.
Well, first off, we recently moved from the Lyons District down to 5th Avenue South, which is kind of like the center of Clinton, Iowa. It's
Very
like
nice.
The old downtown. We're in the old Woolworths building where Grandma took me as a kid.
I know
kid.
The building,
and
yeah.
So it's got a great vibe to it. So you come in, you relax, you chill out. You're just hanging out with some girlfriends looking for a few things in the closet.
Well, congratulations.
You know?
That's
I love
it. That's an exciting move for you
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Lots of buzz about everything that you do there in the community. By definition, Renaissance is kind of a revival or a renewed interest in something that kind of already exists.
Yeah.
Really, that's the definition of consignment. And I think that you put it so nicely. These are items that are new to you. And,
yes.
And that's truly, at the end of the day, what kind of matters, because it can kind of change your mindset, change how you feel about yourself, especially if you've got something coming up, you know, at work or in life. Talk a little bit about that aspect of it and what you guys take in for consignment.
So the nicest part about consignment is for us at our location, we get in a lot of high-end brand name consignment. So that's super, super nice, because whether you need a dress for work or an affair, you know, just like the dress I put on
yes,
today,
yeah.
Or maybe you want something comfy casual for like the evening events mm-hmm. on the riverfronts and stuff. We have those beautiful riverfronts. Or maybe you just are chilling at home, so mm-hmm. we're headed to the gym, you know. We got to do that this time of year, too.
You've got everything.
It's nice because the consignment clothes come in and it benefits the gal that's getting them out of her closet. Mm-hmm. But then there's the gal that's looking for things on a budget and yeah. it benefits her too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk a lot about your business, your boutique, and women's empowerment, which
yes.
I think is so, so special. Kind of where does that come into all of this?
I guess when I was younger, I used to always tell my mom, hey, I just want to help out other women, mm-hmm. you know? And even in life, when I found my first marriage wasn't going well, I thought, oh, who do I talk to?
Yeah.
There's nobody just to talk to, just yeah. to say, hey, it's going to be all right, maybe this direction or that. It's not always that we need a professional. Sometimes we just need somebody to stand beside us, right?
Yeah.
So this is my thing. We are what they call a safe space for Speak Out Against Suicide in our Clinton area. So if gals or anybody just needs to stop in for
yeah,
a minute and say,
that.
Hey, I just need a minute.
Yeah.
I just need to chill.
I just need a shop.
You know?
I just need to peruse.
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
at some beautiful
and
items.
And be safe. No, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, we girls just got to stick together. We've just got to be about sometimes
yeah.
sensing what's coming off of the other person.
And yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And by, you know, bringing your items, your clothing items there, you are helping those women.
Yes.
In return. Okay, so you've got some consignment items here.
Yes.
Like
gorgeous pair of jeans and a top, just beautiful. And then you also, I want to make sure that we highlight that you actually have vendor items within your boutique as well. And those are some of these items here?
Yes. So we have 8 lady vendors that are from Clinton County.
Very cool.
Clinton County.
Yeah.
So they do this stuff out of their homes in the evenings. Like this gal is making car coasters, which I don't know anybody else, but you just really make a mess in your car.
Yeah.
And then there's the koozies. We've got a gal that's making bath salts and bath bombs, and 2 different gals making earrings.
Beautiful.
As well as these cute little hair clips.
Yeah.
I'm like, those sold out real quick during the consignment.
These flower ones are so on trend right now. And I've been seeing these everywhere, so that is super cool.
They just went really quick. They were in all kinds of cute little colors, but she'll have to restock. And then we've got a gal that's making soy candles and the soy candle crumbles, which I love because you can add a little every day.
Very nice.
And it just keeps the boutique smelling super great.
Oh, I bet.
And she does carpet fresh and matching scents. I forgot to grab one.
Really?
Yeah, it's so great.
These
make
awesome gifts.
Yes.
Like, that's another thing that I just think should be highlighted about Renaissance is not only can you get some beautiful items on consignment for yourself, all of this stuff here, these make great
wonderful gifts.
And how unique.
Yeah.
None of this is going to be a box store item.
No. You just, these vendors are one person, one item at a time making things. So it's not many things are duplicated.
Yeah.
You know, the gal that makes the kitchen boas, I didn't even know what a kitchen boa was. I was like, what? You'll have to show me that.
Yes.
You know, and here it wraps around your neck and you can, you know, keep your towels on your hands.
I love that.
I know. Or maybe a personalized wine bag.
So innovative.
I've got to put my wine somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to do it. It's just really great. But I also love adding a few extra touches of just things that I'm like, oh, we kind of need that. Because clear bags, we have festivals all year long.
Especially
even
the
Hawkeye
summer.
Games.
Oh, yep, you need to have a clear bag.
You got to have a clear bag.
Good for you for thinking of that.
So I've kind of gotten carried away with them. We've got some across the shoulder bags. We got some sling bags. We've got fanny packs. Oh, why not?
You guys have it all. You have it all.
We want to have girl fun.
Yeah, we do. And you've got that locked down for sure.
Yeah.
Here's the information for everybody. Renaissance Resale Boutique in Clinton at the address on your screen. The shop is open Monday through Saturday, just closed on Sundays. They've got great hours. You can also follow along on Facebook. Just head to facebook.com/Renaissance Resale Boutique. Missy, thank you so much. You're doing great things.
Thanks for
having me. We appreciate you. Thank you.
I appreciate you having me.
Of course, anytime. Well, still to come on Quad Cities Live, the Sound Conservatory is here to talk to us about a new project combining art, live music, and local businesses, and later, a tradition in Geneseo, Illinois. It is time to visit Smith Studio and Gallery and admire the year-round accomplishments of local student artists. Well, it is time now for our wins of the weekend. And, well, you just, I mean, you had a great last weekend.
Yeah, I'm coming back to from a nice vacation, unplugged for a little bit. Took my family on a road trip. We did a road trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So there we are on the beach. Carson, my son, my 3-year-old, and my new 2-year-old, Chandler. She enjoyed the beach as well. They've been talking about this for weeks after we mentioned we were going to the beach. So there's Myrtle Beach there. There's a skywalk.
That's really
pretty. Beautiful, beautiful area. First time being there. Well, actually, my grandmother says I was there when I was 1. But,
the first time you can remember.
First I can remember. So we had great weather until we got to Thursday. We had 50-mile-per-hour winds with snow or with rain squalls. So we did some indoor activities like the aquarium and a museum and such. But a lot of beach time, a lot of pool time. The kids had a blast. We had a blast.
Good for you.
The ride there was good. The ride back, it's like, come on, when is this going to end?
Right. It's always the worst if the road trip on the way back.
But we loved seeing the Smoky Mountains on the way. That was cool.
I bet it was. Yeah, it looks like so you would recommend.
I would recommend Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Absolutely. Family friendly for sure.
Looks like a great trip.
Yeah.
Well, on Saturday, I was able to take Darby, my daughter, to the ballet. So Ballet Quad Cities was actually on the show last week, and they were kind of talking a little bit about, now there was no photography inside the Adler Theater, so there won't be any pictures of that.
Sure.
Just my little ballerina dressed up. And so we were able to see the performance of Dorothy Goes to Oz, and then Snow White, which was a brand new, like, choreographed new music done for the very first time by Ballet Quad Cities and one of their artistic directors there, Courtney Lyons. So it was fabulous. And
did
it was
she love it?
She did. She had a good time. It was. We've seen the Nutcracker before, which is like a huge production.
Right.
I wasn't sure what she would think. This was fabulous. The costumes were great. She had a blast, and she asked if I would take her picture on the stage when they were done. So that's what she's doing.
Of course. Always get a picture of Darby. That's for
sure. Absolutely. All right. Well, still to come on Quad Cities Live, a big win for businesses, musicians, artists, and you. The Sound Conservatory is here with a new outreach project featuring live music and those inspired by it.
Live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Connecting both the music and the art communities. It's what Sound Conservatory is doing this month in downtown Moline. Andre Kozlowski is the owner and director of the Sound Conservatory. Andre, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You've been doing great things there in Moline. We've been hearing so much about just different changes you've been making.
Yeah.
You moved into the Carnegie building pretty recently.
Yep.
So just remind folks watching, what is Sound Conservatory? What do you guys do here in the community?
So we're a one-stop music shop. You know, we started out as a music academy. We're at about 330 students.
Wow.
And growing. We're also a music retailer, a piano repair shop, instrument repairs, and a performance venue as well.
Wow. I know recently you guys actually had a play there in the building. It was the Stax play. So, you know, lots of artistic things going on there at the Sound Conservatory. Very, very cool. Tell us a little bit about a new project in downtown Moline called Keys of Unity.
Yes. Traveling around the country and seeing pianos in public places, I realized I wanted to bring that kind of program to downtown Moline and use it as a tool to help get people outdoors, get them to businesses, check out the local restaurants and spaces and venues. So what we did is we've put a number of pianos into rotation, professional pianos that we've put through some of the local businesses. Currently, we have one at Fifth Avenue Syndicate, Los Portales, Svithiat Club, and then we're also partnered with Dead Poets Espresso. And we're giving the public opportunity to play some live music. We're giving the businesses an opportunity to book some performers, get some live music into your spaces to get people to go down there. And then we're also providing free performances from our own teachers in these businesses. And so what we're doing is we're rotating the pianos through different businesses. But we do have one piano that is a very special piano that we've partnered with the art students at the Moline High School.
Okay.
And what we did is we ran a contest. We wanted kids to design a piano that they want to paint that represents our motto, which is community and music together. Mm-hmm. And we held the contest for a week online where people got to vote. We had over 200 votes. And we do have a winner that we are going to announce tomorrow.
This is so very exciting.
Yeah. And then the winner will get a chance to paint the piano as well as some prize money to local businesses. And we will add that piano into our circulation of pianos.
That is amazing. And that's truly got to mean so much to the students that are participating in this.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, truly. So I think on the screen right now, we're seeing some of the images that the students have submitted to become the winner that gets to paint this piano. So very exciting. You're going to make that announcement tomorrow, you said?
Yep.
Okay, very cool. We'll be looking out for that. Talk a little bit more about putting these pianos in these different businesses. I love how you said you're going to be scheduling some of your teachers that are going to be doing some free performances. These businesses themselves can schedule performances. But what I think is really cool beyond that is that you could just be anybody who walks in that may know a thing or two about playing the piano, and you are welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we're trying to do to also get people to go down, check out these businesses, we do have a contest. Every month, we're gonna pick one winner. As long as you post a video of yourself playing the piano and tag what business you're in, as well as our hashtag Keys of Unity, you're gonna get a $50 gift card.
Oh, wow.
So we do wanna encourage people to post videos, let the community know about what kind of businesses we have out there, because downtown Moline's got some great businesses, yep. And we want everyone to be aware of what's there, yep. And go and enjoy some of them.
Businesses that are already there that are wonderful, and mm-hmm. It's growing, you know,
yes.
By the day there in downtown Moline.
Exactly.
So you guys recently held a really great event, which you do from time to time. You do a lot of outreach, mm-hmm. And you did an event with Boys and Girls Clubs, yeah. Of the Mississippi Valley. So it was an instrument petting zoo?
Correct, yes. So our mission is to, you know, get kids to see that playing the instruments that we teach, or whether they're classical instruments or contemporary instruments, these instruments are capable of playing any style of music. So, you know, we did a presentation of some music featuring contemporary music for these students, and then these kids got to try out the instruments, which they had a great time with that. Most of these kids ended up going back to the beginning of the line, trying the instruments again, and so we've partnered with the Boys and Girls Club, and we are going to be doing this every month. And we are interested in expanding this program into schools and to other organizations. Just because you never know, there will be that one kid who just finds an instrument that's going to help guide them in life, help them cope with things, get them excited about something in life.
Absolutely. We should mention as well, there's another performance coming up in your concert series. Mm-hmm. So tell us about Matt Fuller. Band.
Yes, so we've got the Matt Fuller Band performing on May 11th at 7 p.m.
Okay,
he's a phenomenal guitarist, and you know, typically his music is found in bar scenes, but I really feel he's such an incredible performer. We want him to perform in a space where there isn't that bar noise. We want people to be really focused on what his music is, because he's absolutely incredible, and we're very excited to have him perform with us again. Yeah. He did so last year. We have a couple more concerts for the rest of the first half of the year, and then we've got an incredible lineup that we're releasing soon for the second half of the year, featuring a Bösendorfer artist from France, as well as a Steinway artist from France, and Lawrence Hopgood coming to do a Christmas concert for us.
Very cool.
We're very excited about it.
Okay, well, we'll definitely have to have you back and talk more about those things. Sounds awesome. Okay,
Thank you.
To get tickets to the Matt Fuller Band, or to learn about lessons and instruments at the Sound Conservatory, you can visit soundconservatory.com. Andre, again, thank you so much. It's always super exciting to hear from you and what you've got going on. We appreciate it. Well, student art is popping up all over the Quad Cities, and we can all check out some of these budding artists at Smith Studio and Gallery. That's coming up next on QCL.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
For the last decade, our next guest has given student artists a public platform.
David Smith from Smith Studio and Gallery is here, and it is time to talk about your annual Geneseo High School art exhibition. So, David, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me in. Yes, this is the 10th year that we've had this show.
Wow.
10 years ago, we had just recently opened, and the high school approached us, the art teacher there, and said, can we team? And it's wonderful that student work, it's juniors and seniors, every year now, it's coming into our gallery, a professional gallery, and the students get all excited about having their work there, the public gets to see it, and it's just a wonderful venue for those students.
You are a former teacher yourself, art teacher. You were telling us about that. You have taught art to students of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
So having that background, you know more than others probably what this means to students to be included.
Oh, absolutely. And when the students come in and see their work outside of the school environment in a professional gallery, it can really make for maybe a future for them.
Yeah.
And we've seen lives change in some way when a student has an interest in the arts, but the parents might be saying, you know, really, computer technology is where you should go in college.
Sure. Especially this day and age.
And yet they see the work in our environment and they say, there may be something in this art stuff.
Yeah.
And we're seeing some of the images here that you provided for us. I mean, some of this artwork is amazing, so it's got to be pretty difficult to go through the selection process of which artwork you're going to feature at the studio. So what is that process like? You say it's, this is dedicated to juniors and seniors. So tell us your process of picking the pieces of art.
Well, we don't pick. Okay. We team with the high school teachers.
Sure.
And Kim and Sarah at the high school. They work with the students. The okay. students choose what they want to put in.
Oh, very and nice.
And that can be very difficult because yeah. it's limited on what they can put in. Students are generally limited to two pieces.
Okay.
And that's a tough decision.
Yeah.
But when the work comes to us, then we're responsible for exhibiting it in a professional manner. And that's very important to us, that it look professional.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, you brought yeah. Some of that art with you today.
We have it in front of us.
Yeah, so talk a little bit, what you said most of the items that we're seeing here displayed are done by seniors.
Yes, everything is done by a senior except
this
that
one right
piece.
Here.
Yeah. And I just love that piece. It's made from recycled materials.
Really?
My personal artwork is sculptural and it's greatly recycled materials, so I just have an affinity for that.
Yeah.
And the fact that that's a junior, so that student will experience the open reception we have this Wednesday, 5 to 7, and we'll have cookies for the public, we'll have live music played by a couple of students bringing their guitars in.
Fine.
It's all student done. But that student gets to come back again next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and show another piece. So I have a special affinity for that and for this book here.
I was interested
this
in this
very
one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's many, many ways to take a book and recycle it into an art project.
Yeah.
It does have a light on. I got a battery behind it here, and the light's turned on. This is called The Magic of a Book. And again, I have an affinity for this because 2 weeks ago I finished a sculpture called Literature, which is about books, and so it's just like, wow, I have to bring this today because, you know, it makes a connection to me. But that's what art is about. Not all art connects to all people, but also we're dealing with high school students here, and they have a certain view on the world, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
So we're very proud to put this work up.
I can't believe that this was created by a high school student. This
it's a porcelain piece, and it's one of the ceramic assignments to create a sculpture, human-based, a hand, and you got a hand right in front of you that you can look at and create it. And this one's called Pinkalicious. I think the glaze turned out on the pink side.
I love that. Now, you do have a few other events coming up, so beyond the really cool open house that is happening this weekend, adult watercolor, and you have open studio night. So you actually, there are more opportunities for the community to get involved.
So this art show stays up through April until April 27th.
Okay.
On April 27th, it's the Art Walk in Geneseo, a chamber event.
Yes.
And you'll probably have the head of the chamber, Zach, will be here
I'm
to
sure
talk about
will.
That.
Yes.
But that's the end of this high school show. So this becomes part of the artwork.
And you've got that information on your screen to attend this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at Smith Studio and Gallery in Geneseo.
Yeah, so that's the art exhibition.
Yeah.
And then, we do have watercolor class. Like
very
on this Thursday, we have lots of different events. They can look us up.
Thank you so much for being here
thank
today.
You.
We appreciate hearing all about it. Sounds fabulous. And thank you so much for watching.
Your local news at 4 is coming up next.